Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about we must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive. On that blessed night our prophets journey, when all prophets arrived there miraculously. In the Mosque Al-Aqsa, Allah chose thee. You're blessed that your land was touched by the feet. Philistine, 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 Philistine.
Today is Wednesday, 16th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 279.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُءُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
And if you do not, then be informed of a war against you from Allah and His Messenger. But if you repent, you may have your principal. Thus you do no wrong, nor are you wrong.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brother and sister, some points with regard to this verse. Usurer is a fighter against Allah. Any usurer would know that in this battlefield, he who is a feeble and contemptible mortal is on one side and Allah is on the other side. Since usurer is a fighter against Allah, it's to the Islamic government as a duty to take action against usurer. Both being oppressor and oppressive are condemned. Neither accept oppression nor be an oppressor.
They cannot break us, they cannot shake us. Patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong. 'Cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free of Palestine.
We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. Indeed, the issue of Palestine is the issue of all Muslims and freedom seekers in the world. This sentence is by Imam Khamenei, Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. May Allah protect him. Today, more than ever, the unity and solidarity of the Islamic Ummah against these crimes is essential. The crimes of the Zionist regime in Gaza are no longer a simple human rights violation. This is an organized genocide carrying out with the direct and indirect support of world powers, and with each passing day, the world witnesses more horrific images of the slaughter of children, the destruction of homes, and burning of the dreams of an occupied nation. These crimes carried out in the deadly silence of international organizations are not only a gross violation of human rights, but also a test for the awakened consciences of the world.
Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. The issue of Gaza and Palestine. Walla Tanja, the freed Palestinian lady who was released from the prison of this regime, recently in the framework of the temporary ceasefire agreement and prisoner exchange between Hamas and the Zionist regime, emphasized that the Zionist prison organization has put the torture and harassment of Palestinian prisoners in prison on the agenda after the event of October 7th. The intelligence failure of the pretentious army of the Zionist regime is facing an intelligence and security crisis. The security agencies of the Zionist regime failed to predict the Al-Aqsa storm operation last year and have now failed in the Gaza ground war. Until the capture of Al-Shifa Hospital, the security agencies of the Zionist regime claimed that the Hamas command and the Israeli prisoners were in the tunnels under the Al-Shifa Hospital in the North Gaza. But now that the hospital has been captured, there is no news of the Hamas commanders. Also, the assessment of Israeli intelligence agencies was that since a major part of the Zionist prisoners held by the resistance were captured from the settlements adjacent to the southern Gaza region, these people should be held in the southern part of Gaza. However, in an amazing move, the Palestinian resistance handed over all the Zionist prisoners to the Red Cross forces in the northern Gaza region, which has been the center of attacks by the Zionist regime, and the Zionist regime's army claimed to have occupied and cleared it.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special.
Let's listen to Palestinians. It's important to elevate and promote the voices of the Palestinians. The people of Palestine are not voiceless and do not need other people to represent their struggles for them. They are able to vocalize their struggles and their hopes for the future. They do not need to be spoken for or at. This includes representing them as a monolith or co-opting the struggles. While the recent images of the attacks have shown many Palestinian Muslims, not all Palestinians are Muslims, there are many Palestinian Christians who are subjected to the same abuses and oppressions as the Muslims. It's important to recognize that. Will not forget Gaza, a testament to resilience and resistance. To Gaza, martyrdom is not just glory, it's a grief, defiance, and legacy. The term shaheed in Arabic term or martyr carries weight, honoring those who died resisting occupation or surviving its horrors. Names like Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, killed in 2004, and Yahya Ayyash, the engineer of Hamas, assassinated in 1996, are etched into murals and school curricula, but the true martyrs are the thousands of nameless civilians. Razan al-Najjar, paramedic shot while treating wounded protesters during the Great March of Return. Hind Rajab, who begged for help in a viral video before dying in a car crashed by Israeli tank fire. The biker boys, aged 9 to 11, killed playing soccer on Gaza's beach in 2014. Abu Hatab family wiped out in a 2023 airstrike that left only a 5-year-old survivor. These stories are not exceptions, they are the rule. In Gaza, every family has a martyr. Every wedding photo includes someone lost. Every generation inherits a war.
And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that. That our children are going to come back home safe. I don't want to talk about the images that are coming out of Palestine, out of Gaza today. They're too heartbreaking to even mention. What's being done to men, to women, to children, to babies. It's too much to talk about. But the point that I want to make is that these people who make alliances with the shaitan, at the end of the day, the shaitan is going to abandon them. Because the shaitan has no loyalty. We read in chapter number 59 again, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَرِيبًا ذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So God here is describing how the Banu Nadir, they shared the same fate of the Banu Qurayza, in that they sought to create alliances with the non-believers, and so they share the same fate as the ones who came before them, and that they shall be defeated. كمثل الشيطان, it gives, it strikes an example. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر. It's like how the shaitan, the devil, tells someone, commands someone to disbelieve. فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك. As soon as someone disbelieves and follows the orders of the devil, what does he do? He disassociates from him. I've got nothing to do with you. You made your own choice. إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. I fear God. The next verse says, فكان عاقبتهما. The follower and the followed, both the devil and the one that followed him, أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين. That both of them shall be punished for eternity in the hellfire.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much. In this episode of today's special, we talked about a must. We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. We always remember them, and may Allah bless all of them. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.